We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tim, you're obviously having a big push for local roads and state roads, but of course the governor, he's got a big focus on this Skyway. Tens of millions of dollars expected to get this thing to be new or taken down or whatever they want to do with it. How do you balance having that versus local roads?
I think it's all equally important. We need to get after funding for all of it. And the fact of the matter is, our community has been ignored for far too long. And we need to make sure that critical infrastructure improvements, whether it's the Skyway, the 33, the 198, aren't just taken piece by piece, but they're taken all together. Our community deserves the rightful attention that we have not gotten, not only out of Albany, but out of Washington for generations. And we are seeing the lack of investment in our roads and our bridges ultimately resulting in a deterioration more so than any other area in the state and, quite frankly, arguably the nation. And so it's imperative as we're looking forward to working through a five-year DOT capital plan and we're looking at a federal highway administration bill potentially of $2 trillion that we are putting our community in a place where we are ready to put shovels in the ground and get these projects going. The Skyway, the 33, the 198, are critically important major projects. We also have to ensure at the same time that we're putting the resources into the roads that allow us to go through our community on a daily basis, that allow us to traverse the city of Buffalo, the commercial districts, the main streets, the Genesee streets, the Jefferson Avenues, the Seneca streets, the South Parks, the Niagara streets, the Hurdle Avenues. You know, all throughout the city of Buffalo, we have these streets that unfortunately have seen a disinvestment, not because of the lack of will, but because of a lack of resources. It's imperative that government provides the resources necessary to put the proper infrastructure in place for the next generation.
But could you have your cake and eat it too, so to say?
Yeah, we have to. Our community deserves it. And I'd love to hear somebody make an argument as to why our community shouldn't get the resources necessary to do all of these projects. We have a governor that cares about our community. We have a mayor and a Western New York delegation that's focused on working with the governor. We have a Congressman, Brian Higgins, who is leading the charge for a federal highway administration bill to the tune of $2 trillion or more, and he sits on the Critical Ways and Means Committee, and he's on the front lines of fighting for critical infrastructure here. So we have the political will necessary. What we need to do is ensure that we get those individuals and ultimately all of the leadership in Albany and Washington focused on Buffalo and Western New York the way that our community rightfully deserves.
Last question I have for you on the Skyway. Governor Cuomo, he likes the new design of it,
sure.
But then you have Congressman Higgins and also Mark Poloncarz saying that that thing needs to be taken down.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on it?
Well, I've been saying it needs to come down for 15 years or more, and I still believe that. And it's great to have different ideas, and as the EIS comes out, and I'm thrilled that we're getting a $10 million study because it's the next step in taking down the Skyway, whatever capacity it may be. There is ultimately time to have community input on what Western New Yorkers want to see. And so while there may be a difference of opinion, that's expected, and that's government in action. We need to get the public together. We need to hear from the public. We need to hear what they want to see the future of Buffalo ultimately be, and I believe that's important.
Quick follow-up. So what was the point of that design ideas competition then?
Well, it was to get different ideas of what the future of the Skyway could possibly be. And one of those renditions was a partial removal of the Skyway. One of those was a complete removal of the Skyway. And so in and of itself, the study itself, you saw a difference of opinion. So it was to set an agenda and to get the conversation moving forward in a way that we haven't seen. And unfortunately, historically, what we have seen is a lot of talk and not a lot of action. Now we're getting action. We have focused focused attention on the Skyway and other critical infrastructure needs, and it's important that we keep not only the conversation going, but the money flowing to see that action take place. And the next step in the process is a $10 million environmental impact study. That is underway now, and we're looking forward to seeing the results of that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.